This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll have a recap of the World Junior Championships in Edmonton and Calgary as Canada falling short of their gold medal dream. We'll hear from head coach Don Hay and forward Brendan Gallagher in moments. Also, 15-year-old first overall Bantam pick Jake Virtanen officially opening up his WHL career with the Calgary Hitmen, and it was quite the first impression. We'll have more with Virtanen coming up in moments. A big week for Saskatoon Blades D-man Dalton Thrower. He's good enough for a pair of weekly awards. He'll stop by later. While Canada's World Junior gold medal hopes dashed in Calgary at the hands of a very familiar foe, the Russians. Head coach Don Hay was trying to tie Brent Sutter's mark for most consecutive wins behind the Canadian bench in the semifinal, but it was not to be. The Russians skating out to a 6-1 third period lead before the Canadians storm back, falling just a goal short. Looking back, Hay says the hole was just too deep.
It's not the end of the world. We played hard. We didn't play smart early in the game. You know, we gave them some real good opportunities, and it seemed that every opportunity that we gave the Russians, they capitalized on. So, you know, we had opportunities early, but we didn't put them away in key situations. You know, but we kept fighting. I thought in the second we got a little bit frustrated. I thought in the third we played very determined.
Vancouver Giants forward Brendan Gallagher led the Canadian comeback in the third.
Even when we were down 6-1, we still believed on that bench, and we continued to push, and we got one after another and made it 6-5, and eventually we just ran out of steam. We had our chances, and we continued to believe that we were going to come back in that game, and you could see the crowd get involved. But when you hear the final buzzer go, it's tough because you know that you don't have a chance to win the gold medal anymore.
And it ended the gold medal dream.
It was a tough night for all of us because you come here for a month, and your whole goal is to win the gold medal, and we've been building and building towards that, and you lose one game, and then that dream's taken away from you. But when you wake up the next day, you have to realize life goes on. It's just a game.
The Russians, thanks to Saskatoon Blades goaltender Andrei Makarov, who entered the game with the Canadians within one late in the third, but he would make every save to preserve the victory, quelling the Canadian comeback. In total, 18 players from the Western Hockey League competed in the 2012 World Junior Championships in Edmonton and Calgary.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. First overall pick of the Edmonton Oilers and Red Deer Rebel center, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
I think it's the highest level of competition out there. The arenas that you play in the WHL kind of get you used to what it would be like in the NHL.
Nugent-Hopkins with a one-time blast!
The Edmonton Oilers are so proud to select from the Red Deer Rebels, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
My path to the National Hockey League begins in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
Calder Brooks, he'll gain territory. Centering pass in front, they score.
He kind of felt that was coming as Jake Virtanen has his first ever WHL goal, and it happens here in Kamloops, and he'll remember this one.
Yeah, Calgary Hitmen first overall pick from last summer's draft, Jake Virtanen, recently got a chance to join the Hitmen on their BC swing. The Abbotsford BC native scored in his second ever WHL game, and I spoke with him about getting his feet wet at the next level.
I'm just here to try to impress, you know, the coaches and the players here, you know, and just try to get a spot here next year, and that's what I'm trying to do.
What's it been like so far? It's just been a couple games to get your feet wet, but what's the experience been like?
Oh, everyone's huge, that's number one, and second, everyone's just a lot faster out here. Everyone, you know, you got that like quick, you get me move the puck quicker out there, stuff like that. So just got to step up my game and just take it to the next level.
You're the first overall pick, and with that comes some expectations and maybe some pressure.
Yeah, there's a little bit of pressure, but you know, you just gotta just don't not worry about it and just take it shift by shift and stuff like that, you know, period by period, and just recap in between intermissions and see like what you got to do and stuff like that. So,
what about being a Calgary Hitman?
Oh, Calgary Hitman, you know, it's a great organization. You know, I've been treated well so far, just amazing. Just like all the guys just always talk to me and stuff, and in between practices and stuff, you know, they tell me like the details and stuff like that. So it's a good experience.
All right, Jake, best of luck there next year when you get into your first year of the WHL.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, the Western Hockey League has named its player and goaltender of the month for December. Edmonton Oil Kings forward Michael St. Croix, the player of the month, 26 points in December, leading the Oil Kings atop now the Eastern Conference standings. He's third right now in league scoring with 62 points. As well, Tri-City Americans goaltender Ty Rimmer is the league's goaltender of the month, 6-0 in December, with one shutout and a goals against average of 1.50. Well, Saskatoon Blades defender Dalton Thrower coming off a career week. Voice of the Blades, Les Lazarek, has more.
Thanks, John. With the WHL and CHL Player of the Week, Dalton Thrower, Saskatoon Blades defenseman, the CHL one, that's really something else, is it not?
Oh, it's a huge honor. You know, I wasn't expecting it, but I just logged on to the WHL site there and saw my name, and it's a huge accomplishment for me, and I'm very proud of it.
10 points in two games. That's something else, is it not? I mean, have you ever had that kind of success before?
No, I think in my 16-year-old year, I only had 7 points, but these past two getting 10 points, it was kind of unreal, and it's an awesome accomplishment. Obviously.
No, it comes at a good time for this hockey team because you've been struggling, obviously, throughout just prior and after Christmas. Getting the two victories like you did over the weekend and you being able to contribute, that's extra special for you, is it not?
Oh, it's huge. You know, the way we were playing before that was, you know, somebody needed to step up, and I felt like me and Lucas have done that, and we've been doing what we've needed to do with Josh out, and getting those points is really helping us.
You scored 3 of the goals out of the 11 points were goals, and all of them came off of slap shots. That has to be a lot of confidence now in that particular shot right now when you see it getting and finding the net like that.
Yeah, you know, I've just seen open net, and I've been able to let it go at the right time, and they've been going in. Hopefully that keeps happening for me.
Now, you're ranked 18th by Central Scouting amongst WHL skaters in the first ranking. You did not get invited to the top prospects game. Is this sort of a thing that maybe says to people, you know, maybe you made a mistake and that maybe I should be at that game?
Oh, huge. You know, I think of that all the time. It obviously stung when I wasn't announced to that game, but I want to prove to people that I do belong there, and by playing the way I am now, I think it's helping.
Well, I think it will, too. I think it's something that by getting this type of honor, you might just get an opportunity should there be an injury, and while that's not the best way to go about it, it's something that you can always look at as being a possibility.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, that's what I'm waiting for right now, just to see what happens, and if I don't get invited, you know, it's not a big deal to me. I just want to keep playing hockey, and that's why I play the game. You know, obviously accomplishments are huge in this game, but you got to be able to play your game and have fun.
You mentioned only the 7 points as a 16-year-old. You're 18 now, and what's been the biggest difference in your game from back a couple of years ago to what you're able to do now?
Confidence. You know, when I came here, I was obviously a fifth, sixth D-man, and I wasn't playing as much as I am now, but now, you know, I got the confidence, and, you know, I'm obviously a lot stronger and bigger than I was then, and just playing as much as I do, you know, I got to be able to play at my game all the time.
Talk about the situation that the team finds itself in right now. It's really cramped at the bottom of that area looking for a playoff spot, and you guys are right in the mix of that. And you've got all these teams, Regina's and Brandon's, you're going to see a lot of here in the next little while, right around you in the standings. All these games are pretty important, are they not?
Oh, they're huge. You know, every game counts from now on out. We know we had a little letdown there right before Christmas, and right now we got to bounce back, and we got to get back to the way we can play right before all that crap was happening. I felt like we played very well, and we just got to get back to playing Blades hockey.
Good enough, Dalton. Thanks very much for this. Congratulations on the accolades, and wish you all the best the rest of this season.
Thank you very much, Les.
And that's the show. Hey, thanks to Andrew Walker for all his help covering the World Junior Championships, and thanks to Les in Saskatoon as well. Stay tuned for next week's show, a recap of all the WHL trade deadline moves. What kind of deadline will we see this year? Well, stay tuned. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.